I'll get you a candle for the table. It's more romantic.
And what is that?
May as well eat. I might be waiting a long time.
Are you going to?
What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
I'm okay for a bit.
You haven't eaten today. For God's sake, you need to eat.
No, you need to eat. I need to think. The brain's what counts. Everything else is transport.
You might consider refueling.
Mm.
So, do you have a girlfriend who feeds you up sometimes?
Is that what girlfriends do? Feed you up.
You don't have a girlfriend then?
It's not really my area.
Oh. Right. Do you have a boyfriend? Which is fine, by the way.
I know it's fine.
So you don't have a boyfriend then?
No.
Right, okay. So unattached like me? Good.
John, you should know that I consider myself married to my work, and while I'm flattered by your interest, I'm really not looking for any kind of...
No. I wasn't asking you out. No. I'm just saying, it's all fine. Whatever shakes your boat, I'm going to show up now.
I think that's for the best.
So, you don't do... anything.
Everything else is transport.
No sign yet, then?
I suppose it is a long shot. We have to be realistic.
You said before... you didn't know who the killer was, but you knew what.
So do you, if you think about it. Why don't people just think?
Oh, because we're stupid.
We know the killer drove his victims, but there were no marks of coercion or violence on the bodies. Each one of those five people climbed into a stranger's car voluntarily. The killer was someone they trusted.
But not someone they knew.
Five completely different people that had no friends in common. And another thing, Lauriston Gardens, did you see it? Twitching curtains, little old ladies. Little old ladies are my favourite, better than any security cameras. But according to the police, no one remembers a strange car parked outside an empty house. Not one person remembered.
I see what you're saying. No, Adam, what are you saying? That the killer's got an invisible car?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I definitely don't see what you're saying.
There are cars that pass like ghosts, unseen, unremembered. There are people we trust, always, when we're alone, when we're lost, when we're drunk. We never see their faces, but every day, we disappear into their cars and let the trap close around us.